Hola and welcome to Catholic View on this Wednesday evening. I'm Sheila Pirsch. Thank you so much for joining me. Coming up in today's broadcast, we'll be taking a look at the upcoming Mini World Youth Day. But first, as usual, I'd like to bring us up to date with just some of the stories that made headlines in the Catholic Church and in Africa today. So do stay tuned.
This is Archbishop Buti Tlhakgale of the Catholic Diocese of Johannesburg. You are listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
In your headlines this Wednesday evening, Governor of Imo State, Nigeria, welcomes Pope Francis' intervention. UN praises DRC for progress on issue of sexual violence. And 125th anniversary of Catholic faith in Zambia. Good evening once again, I'm Sheila Pirish. The bishops of Zambia, together with the Apostolic Nuncio, recently celebrated a mass marking the 125th anniversary of the Catholic faith in Zambia. The nation of 15.5 million is now 75% Protestant and 20% Catholic. During the celebration, Archbishop Telesphore Mpundu, president of the Episcopal Conference, warned against tribalism, regionalism, and attempts to link the church to partisan politics. Owele Roches Okorosha, a Catholic and governor of Imo State, has called on priests as well as the lay Catholic of Ayara Diocese to make Mbaise a land and symbol of peace for other people to emulate. The governor gave the admonition during a meeting with representatives of priests and the lay faithful of the diocese held recently at the Mata Dei Cathedral, Ayara, Imo State. Governor Okorosha said the decision of the Pope was binding on them and regretted that priests were at the forefront of the agitation. A large portion of the diocesan clergy and laity had resisted Pope Benedict's appointment of the bishop to head the diocese back in 2012 because he was not from their area. In June this year, the Pope wrote to the clergy of Ayara saying he would suspend all priests from ministry who did not accept the authority of Bishop Okpaleke within 30 days. He also ordered priests who had rejected the bishop's authority to ask for forgiveness. The government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, is being praised by the UN Deputy Secretary General for making some progress on the issue of sexual violence. Amina Mohamed made the remarks during a press encounter on Tuesday following her meeting with the country's Vice Prime Minister, Leonard She Okitundu.
Today, the DRC is plagued by many challenges. But what we would like to bring as women leaders, into this conversation is engaging with women to find the opportunities to overcome those challenges, to change the narrative of victims to survivors and aspirations achieved within the 2030 agenda, 15 years of which 2 years we have started already.
She's accompanied by the head of UN Women, Phumzile Mlambo-Nyuka, the UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence and Conflict, Pramila Pratton, and the African Union Special Envoy for Women, Peace and Security, Binetta Diop. The three officials made their first stop in Nigeria, where they met with the acting president, as well as women leaders and young women who've been affected by conflict.
In other news, the International Organization for Migration, IOM, has said that nearly 2,400 people have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe so far this year. Daniel Johnson reports from Geneva.
Latest data from IOM shows that Italy took in almost 85% of arrivals. The remainder were divided between Greece, Cyprus and Spain. Many of those setting out from Libya are intercepted by the Libyan Coast Guard. So far this year, it has rescued 11,400 people and found nearly 350 bodies. Meanwhile, on the so-called Eastern Mediterranean route from Turkey to Greece, latest data shows that smugglers are charging migrants more to get to Europe. According to IOM, many migrants pay at least $5,000 to get into the EU, and those from Afghanistan, Syria and Pakistan are charged the most. The rise since last year coincides with stiffer border controls that have made it harder to reach the European Union. Northern European countries remain the most sought-after destinations, IOM says, a change from a year ago when Germany was the priority destination.
And finally, the Vatican has turned off its fountains in an effort to preserve water and show solidarity as Rome and much of Italy experience a severe drought.
Firefighters battling blazes along the French Riviera say it's going to be a long fight to contain the forest fires. Multiple fires have grown around Nice and Saint-Tropez, as well as on the French island of Corsica. Dry and windy weather has only helped the fires spread. Meanwhile, in Italy, severe drought conditions have led to Pope Francis ordering the Vatican's roughly 100 fountains be powered off. It may lead to disappointed tourists, but Italy is suffering through one of its worst droughts in decades. In Rome, city leaders are considering enacting water rationing to get through the dry spell.
And that was a brief look at just some of the stories that made headlines in the Catholic Church and in Africa today. You're still listening to Catholic Viewer, program produced and presented by Shayla Pierce for Radio Veritas. Coming up next, we get to learn a little bit more about the upcoming Mini World Youth Day, which is to take place in Durban, South Africa. The Mighty One, the theme song for the Mini World Youth Day coming up this December in Durban, right here in South Africa. And to talk about more about this event as we build up to December, I'm joined in studio by three young and very vibrant people, I must say. We're talking about Vicenza, and no, she's not from Italy, she's from here, as well as Vuyo and Fabian. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for joining me in studio this afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'd like to think overall consensus, we are all good. I'd like to think so.
All good. Lovely. Of course, I'm also joined by Dylan and Sister Juliana, but they won't be speaking for now. They're just here to monitor the situation. So we'll be in our best behavior, right?
Yeah, we will.
All right, guys. Let's talk about the Mini World Youth Day. How's the build-up so far? Let's start with ladies first. Vicenza.
I guess it's going fine, but our registration process is still going on. So, you know, normally you have youth, we leave everything till the last minute. So.
Very bad.
Yes. So our registration process is still going, and then it's just after our registration process, then we'll be, of course, like getting together, having like mini encounters to prepare ourselves to go down.
And of course, the registration ends when?
It ends on the 31st of July for the Archdiocese of Johannesburg. Mm-hmm.
Are the youth interested? Are they willing to come for such events, for such gatherings?
The youth are willing, I would say. It's just at times it becomes tricky also to try get the parents to agree, because some at times are concerned about safety issues.
That's right.
And also at the same time, the ones who want to come at times are under the age limit, which is 16, between the ages of 16 and 35. So it becomes tricky to now try enlist and convince the parents also to allow the kids to come through.
Yeah. Now, talk to us about this day. I mean, it is the Mini World Youth Day, a build-up to the World Youth Day in Panama 2019. What is expected of you guys at this Mini World Youth Day? Fabian, I see you going for the mic there.
Basically because of they're trying this year to adapt everything from the actual World Youth Day itself.
Yeah.
So I was in Poland last year, and the build-up has been pretty much the same, giving the young people an actual experience. So we've looked at not a lot of people can go, so let's give them that. And I think the people in Durban, the youth, are doing some great work with the videos and the music, and our cardinal is doing a lot of great work. So the build-up is there, and of course with the motto or the theme, the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name, taken from Pope Francis, we'll have a lot of greatness and stuff to share about our faith built on that. So I think it's going to be fantastic.
I must say, every time I go onto the website, I think that that's the actual World Youth Day that's coming up in Durban.
Yeah.
That's how big it looks. But anyway, let's come back to the Archdiocese of Johannesburg. Let's talk more about what you guys do individually. I know you're very involved at parish level as well as deanery. Let's talk about what you guys do in terms of youth involvement here in the Archdiocese. Ladies first, I suppose.
Yes. All right. So we recently had elections where we're electing a chairperson and a secretary, and I was elected as treasury because we have the AJCYC. So it's the youth adults.
Youth conference.
So we're trying to bring the youth back to the church, because we see a lot of youth, they seem to be going to other churches because it's more exciting.
Of course, there's all the happy clappy,
you know, the happy clappy,
come here, we'll make miracles, it will happen tomorrow, and so forth. Yeah. You know the vibe.
So we're trying to bring the youth back to the Catholic Church and build it up. As we mentioned earlier, the Johannesburg cluster isn't as established as yet, but we are getting there, and we're trying to build it according to, well, we're trying to make it great.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
All right. Fabian, what's your story?
So myself, I am the deputy chair for the diocese, for the youth home, and the chairperson for the south. And so we help out back home with our youth parishes. And basically that's where all the informing and the evangelization takes place, where we tell these young people of what's happening, what's taking place. We promote events that's happening for the diocese. So basically that's the nitty-gritty back home in the parishes, bringing the announcements in at church, getting the youth involved, the altar service, the confirmation groups, and stuff like that. So, at these meetings, we basically share how can we do better, up-and-coming events, what have we done wrong, how can we do it better. And Sister Juliana has been great and helpful with us, guiding us and the young people along the way.
Speaking of the South, how active are the youth there when it comes to the Catholic Church? Because we know the South, places such as El Dorado Park, for example, there's a lot of substance abuse there amongst the young people. How great is the involvement of a youth when it comes to the Catholic Church?
You know, I think over the years it's gotten a lot better from what it was before. I must also thank our chaplain, Father George, who's really been there for us and bringing everyone together. And, there has been like El Dorado Park, the safety issues, and there still is with the young people coming to youth at night. It's somewhat dangerous still. But I think the overall commitment is better. These young people are coming out, and, I think from my side, we just need more mentors for the people. But I think the South, as the chairperson, I think we are more united now these days, and we are doing a lot of things, a lot of events, a lot of planning. So there is a lot of unity.
That's good. Good to know. And what about you, Vuyo?
With me, with regards to where I stand with regards to the...
To youth?
The Archdiocese level. I was nominated as the event planner, and within my deanery, I am a deputy secretary in the South with Fabian, who's my chairperson.
Yeah.
So, again, like you said, with the South, we are working together. We are pushing because basically within like our churches and our parish level, we set forth like the foundations in order for the future eventually to basically be able to combine with other deaneries, be it central or the north, and be able to improve relations, become closer as units, and be able to bring back the youth into the church. So that's basically as a, overall our main focus as the deaneries and the archdiocese.
I like what you said about the archdiocese. You're in charge of organizing the events, eh?
Yes.
How easy is that?
I haven't been tasked with planning anything as yet, but I'd like to think since it is event planning, it should be very stressful, because I can imagine the running around the past event planners have done to get certain events up and running, because with the AJCYC event that we recently had in June on the 10th, there was a lot of running around, be it from within the deaneries themselves. So I can imagine the stress Sister Juliana, Dylan, and all of them had to actually get the event up and running. So.
Wow, yeah. It's quite something, hey? It's quite something trying to bring together young people and let alone organize the events for young people. You have to be very vibrant, very exciting as well. And at the same time, also try to remember where you come from, which is the Catholic Church, the Catholic teachings. You can't really step away from that just to please fellow young people. But let's come back to other activities with regards to the Mini World Youth Day. What have you guys been doing in terms of gathering young people to come to this event?
Mainly, besides the poster, really, which is within every parish, mainly to advertise the Mini World Youth Day. We also have the website, the Catholic Youth website, if I'm not mistaken. I could be corrected by one of my cohorts here. We have on within that page, we have the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram links to the actual Mini World Youth Day page, in order to be able to, besides being able to advertise it ourselves via our own social media platforms, also use the Mini World Youth Day page as a platform to be able to advertise it as it continuously updates, so that they also in the know of what's happening and how to do things.
Yeah,
I think also the price of Mini World Youth Day is a definite jump from what's usual, especially here in Joburg. So usually a camp or conference is a weekend, and it's usually perhaps 500, 600. So I think Mini World Youth Day, the price has been a big scare for a lot of us, but we've got some good news which we'll share at the end. And also fundraising. I know in our parish, we have to think of the context that we live in, and the people that are actually in the church, and you know, we look at things like employment and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But we as a parish, and me as a youth leader, I always try and come up with events. So we had a dance and karaoke night early in the year, and it's really fun for the parents to come through. And so there's a lot of food and stuff like that, so that's how we make some money. And a lot of parishes are doing the same with all these cultural events. There's popcorn and stuff being sold, so it's also been a good opportunity for young people to make money, and you know, to understand that it's not easy, but if you want to do these things, we have to be one, and you know, we have to work with the church. And I think that's been the beauty, you know.
And then what happens once registration closes, which is already on the 31st of July?
So what happens is that, so our registration, as I mentioned earlier, is closing on the 31st of July. Then what happens is that Sister, she groups all of our registration forms together and she registers us as one group when we go in there. Then what happened is that I know that we are making a t-shirt for us to wear when we're going down to Durban. So that's pretty exciting. And then normally,
are you also going to have a flag?
If that were possible, why not? But that's what we do. And then probably we'll have like encounters just to keep people updated of what to expect in Durban, where we're going to be staying. And that's basically what we're going to do, because I know that we're going to do like days in the parishes. So we're going to be going a few days earlier, and then we'll be doing World Youth Day from the 6th to the 10th of December.
Now let's talk about the actual Mini World Youth Day in December. What are the key issues that are going to be brought forward during that event? What are you guys going to be doing? Is it just about prayer? Is it about debates? Is it about issues that concern youth? What will you be doing then?
We'll be focusing mainly on the youth, because Pope Francis had a message, and the motto for Durban is youth, faith, and vocation.
Yeah.
So he wanted to focus on the young people. Mm-hmm. That's mainly what they're going to be focusing on at World Youth, Mini World Youth Day this year. Mm-hmm.
But what would you like seeing to be discussed at such events? I mean, these years are just so big in terms of youth. We're talking about the upcoming World Youth Day in Panama. We're talking about the Bishop Synod, which is also focusing on the youth. What would you like to see being debated about you guys? Because it is about you, the youth, and you have a voice. You have your own opinions. What would you like to see being debated at such events that would change your lives, that would improve your lives?
I think when I was in Poland last year, we had catechism, and I think we'll have the same thing this year with the bishops coming through. And it was stuff that they prepared, but I really felt it was really good. Yeah. And we had some stuff in English for all the English-speaking people, so it was of different countries.
Yeah.
And you would never think, but it really hit home.
Yes.
And I think because it's in South Africa, you know, your contextual stuff, I think for me, is always good to speak about. So, you know, instances like the hashtag men are trash stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean as a Catholic? You know, we still have a lot of problems with our sexuality here in the country. And, you know, just some encouragement on, you know, what it means for us to be, you know, boys and girls living in South Africa, living out our faith, you know, getting married and stuff like that. Even if you don't choose to get married, you know, because we also be focusing on vocations. And I think just some encouragement on living your life and living your faith as well, because I think many times the church is there,
mm-hmm.
and my life is there, and we meet on Sunday,
yeah.
and then after that we go away. Mm-hmm. So it's just about, you know, bringing back God into everything,
yeah.
and what it really means. And I think just encouraging people to take up your cross. This is your faith. This is your God.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we believe in as the Catholic Church. This is who we are.
Yeah.
I think for me, that to hear that, that would be lovely.
Rio, I see you going, yes.
No,
you want to add something?
No, I think basically they have covered everything I'd feel that should be touched on, as in, because it's a tricky thing when you come, well, in South Africa, basically, when it comes to, like, vocations, because not every person who's my age, or maybe even Fabian's age or Vicente's age, would be looking into going through the whole vocation life, like becoming a nun or becoming a priest, even a deacon.
No offense to you, Sister Juliana.
No offense at all. Like,
yeah.
I think we end up getting put off by the idea of being part of the holy life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, I don't know, maybe somehow they can try giving little topics on that, or how to improve our faith as Christians. Because at times, again, like we said, how they eventually divert away to go to a different type of dominion because they feel that the Catholic situation is kind of boring for them. At least, like, touch on how faith within Catholic living is, can also be as, not, the word wouldn't be fun, but as fun as it is in all the other type of dominions, I'd feel. But
true.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd also have to say vocations, because I feel like, for instance, like for me, I think marriage is very important, but a lot of young people don't understand what it really is.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just getting married for the sake, oh, my friend is married. Oh, I want to have that
For the white dress.
Or the white dress, or the big event. And everybody thinks, no, you have the wedding and that's it. And but you're journey is only beginning.
Ask Dylan, he knows all about marriage.
So I think that is one thing. Also priesthood and becoming a sister or a nun. And I think it's very important, because here in South Africa, we don't really have a lot of people going into
lots of vocations,
you know?
Yes.
And it was amazing. Like when I went to Poland, one priest was telling us in Canada they had about 200 boys that wanted to become priests. And wow. It was like, wow, what are they doing that we're not doing?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's one thing. And also youth also, because I feel that some people don't understand what youth is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about the mini World Youth Day that's coming up this December in Durban. And we joined in the studio here by Vicenza Monsengo, I hope I pronounced that well, Vuyo Kananda, as well as Fabian Oliva. And they've been talking to us about the mini World Youth Day, which is coming up in December. And by the way, if you happen to be in the Archdiocese of Johannesburg, registration closes end of July. Now, Sister Juliana, I believe you have some great news to share with us. Come through. Come through, sister. Let us hear the good news. The Lord of hosts. Sister Juliana, of course, you may know her. You've heard her here on Radio Veritas a couple of times. She is in charge of the youth department. Share with us the good news.
Good day, everyone. The good news for the young people, I'm sure, and from my conversation with the young people, some of them may cry to me, sister, the 2,000 for registration for the mini World Youth Day is too great,
yeah.
And the 500 for transportation also, so making it 2.5 from those who want to go from Johannesburg. And then we have a good shepherd, we have a lovely father, the Archbishop of this Archdiocese, Putit Tlahale, who am I,
yes.
Has decided to subsidize the fee for all the young people.
Wow.
So instead of paying 2,500, the young people will be paying 1,600. So
wow.
The Archbishop is subsidizing for them. That is the good news for young people. So if you have been thinking of not coming because you don't have the money, I'm sure because the price has dropped so down, you need to register now.
That's indeed good news, sister. Very good news.
Very good
indeed.
News.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, eh? And of course, we always have to say thank you to the Archbishop of Johannesburg. Very good news indeed, helping out the youth needs our support. So yeah, nice stuff. Any last words before I let you go?
Right, for me, it is a time for the young people to share their faith together, the struggle they are having and the challenges they are facing, and also their progress, their success. So this is an opportunity for them to share this together. And not only just for the young people within the Johannesburg Archdiocese, it involves around the SSCBC, which is the Swaziland, Botswana, South Africa. Yeah. And the good news also, I'm sure you must have heard, that people from Lesotho and Zimbabwe will be coming. So come and experience the love of God with your fellow young people. This is the time to share the fun that you have always been looking for as young people.
Yeah.
Because most young people say the church is too boring. This is the time for you to come and experience the vibrancy in the Catholic Church.
Hey.
So if you have not registered, this is the right time for you to register.
Tell them, sister. Tell them. I can feel it just looking at you. I can feel it.
Please try your best to register. This is going to be an awesome experience. It's practically World Youth Day if you can't really go. It's the closest thing to it, because
exactly.
The effort, the time that has been spent in Durban to make this a success is really amazing. Go online, see the video, listen to the theme song. It is wonderful. I think I can pass it on to Fabian.
Yes, I think for me, it's a slice of heaven,
yeah,
when young people are together celebrating their faith, and you know you have to worry about nothing else.
Uh-huh.
And this is your time with God, this is your time with other people. And in Poland, the language was so different, but there was one main language, which is the language of love. And I think the same thing will apply this year. Come and let's talk this language of love, because God is love.
I just say come and see. Everyone has this wrong perception that, as Sister mentioned earlier, it's boring. Everybody thinks we just sing and we don't really get up and dance, but we do. We have a party, I could say.
Oh,
and I've learned that, especially when we came back from Poland.
Yeah.
My view about the Catholic Church has changed. So I just say come and see.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, guys.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
To me, say.
Well, there you go. For more information with regards to registration for the upcoming Mini World Youth Day, if you happen to be the Archdiocese of Johannesburg, of course, log on to www.catholicyouthjhb.com. So that's www.catholicyouthjhb.com, and find out all the details you need. Remember, registration is closing on the 31st of July. So make sure you go on and register and be part of this amazing experience. And that brings me up to time. This has been your Wednesday's edition of Catholic View right here on Radio Veritas. Should you wish to get in touch with me, feel free to send me an email, shayla@radioveritas.co.za. I'll be back again tomorrow evening at the same time. Thank you once again for listening, and thanks, of course, to everyone who participated in today's edition. Until tomorrow, God bless you, and ciao, ciao. I'm Shayla Pirsch.